We're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Jason Smith, president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, joining us here. And we'll hear from Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health in just a moment as well. But Jason, I know you recently had your membership drive, and how successful was that?
Well, we did have a membership drive. We were really pleased with how that turned out. We ended up over 3 days. We added 105 new members, so basically a 15% increase. We ended the day, it was a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday affair. We ended Thursday with the highest number of members we'd had since 2000, and about 15 away from our all-time high. And I know in talking to Charlie yesterday, we'd added 7 since then, so we're 8 away from our all-time high, which is we're very excited about. And it was all volunteer-driven. We had a number of volunteers that helped us with that process, including Dave. Dave was on one of the teams. Had Dennis Mullen was the captain whose team brought in the most new members. So and then Russ Briggs was the team who brought the second most. And it was great to see a great mix of people who'd been involved with the chamber for a long time, and including former chairs and you know, people who gave plenty of their own time over the years, get back in, and then some of the people who are new to the chamber and were part of that process, and how that all mixed together. It was a great opportunity to see that, and we appreciate all of them being willing to help do that. And we're only as strong as our member base, and the more members we have, I think the more influence that we have as an organization. And I think most people bought into that strategy and bought into the volunteer strategy, because it's a little different than we have done that in the past. In the past we have handed people a list and said, call these people, and they cold called whether they knew them or not. This time we said, you know, pull out your cell phone and pull out the list of your suppliers, your customers, the people you do business with. And we handed people a list of our members and said, if they're not on this list, call them. And so it was the most successful membership drive we've ever had as an organization. And again, we're close to our all-time high for members, which is awesome for us.
You're trying to get to 10,000? Is that right?
Oh no. We have an ultimate goal to get to 1,000.
That's our
goal. We're at about when we started that process, we were about 750, and we're in the mid 800s now. So, but we do have an ultimate goal. We'd love to get to 1,000 members, and hope that we can get there. Our all time high is around 855 ish, and so we're approaching that number, and hopefully we'll continue to see that momentum build.
That's very good. Well, and, you know, a lot of us here on the grounds, or maybe aren't owning businesses, we don't always know what does a chamber do for these businesses. Why be a chamber member?
Well, I mean, everybody has their own reason for being a member. I think at the end of the day, what we talk about is, in sort of a short elevator pitch, we are the only organization in this community committed to growth. And growth is the initiative that sustains business. Whether you need more customers or whether you need more employees, you've got to have a community that grows. And so our prime focus as an organization is to make sure that Manhattan grows in a thoughtful, strategic way, and so that we can generate more economic prosperity for our residents. So if you don't buy into that as a theory, it's probably going to be difficult to be a member, because at the end of the day, that's our mission. When people talk about the advantages for them to join the chamber, they usually point to the networking opportunities. So I can market my business. I can, because there's 1,000, roughly 850 other members that I can market my business to, and those businesses have 2,000 to 3,000 people that work for them that come to a variety of events. So it's to market their business, it's to get recognition for their business. So we've talked about ribbon cuttings in here before. A lot of people join to get a ribbon cutting so they can say, here we are, we're in business. And so those are people who look for direct benefit. But the indirect benefit is a lot of the advocacy work that we do. So we speak as a voice of business in the community. So when we talk to city commissioners, county commissioners, state legislators, we're trying to visit with them about policies or initiatives that they're undertaking and what impact that has on the business community. And they'll reach out to us and ask us. So we try to be a voice of business. We do that for members and non-members, obviously, because we want the business community to grow. We're the organization that's tasked with leading the community's economic development efforts, so adding more jobs, which, again, we think benefits everybody in the community, not just the business community, because it rising tide lifts all boats. And then also the organization that leads the tourism efforts for the community, and that generates new revenues that the city can use for a lot of other things that improve the quality of life of Manhattan residents. So there's direct benefits, and we have a variety of things that you can participate in and be a part of. And then there's the indirect benefits, which are we're the advocate for growth and we're the advocate for business success in Manhattan.
All right. Lots of good stuff. And, you know, if people want to find you, you guys have a pretty accessible front door there on Points Avenue.
Yep, 501 Points in our website, which we're pretty thrilled that we have this address is manhattan.org, which if you think about all the things that could be Manhattan, could be named Manhattan, somebody had a lot of foresight to grab that address very quickly. So we're pleased with that. And we just launched a new website, so you can find out all the things that we're working on there. I do want to mention that we do have a ribbon cutting coming up on November 23rd at Los Three Amigos, which is at 1106 Laramie Street, and that's at 4 p.m. So those are things that we're real proud of, and we get to help people celebrate, whether it's their opening or whether it's an expansion of their business or some kind of rebranding or announcement. We love to, or anniversary. We love to come out and celebrate those kind of things with individual businesses. And it's very exciting to be part of that. And again, helping small businesses succeed in Manhattan.
I also understand Tommy's Car Wash on the West Side is opening today. And that's bring that up because, I mean, it was such a controversial layout in that area. It's going to be very interesting to see, you know, the traffic flow there. So
that will be an interesting dynamic, yeah, with both that and the scooters there. So yeah, it should be fun for a while till people get used to it.
Yeah, I saw the employees out there last night. I was actually shopping out Dylan's last night and saw the group of employees out getting their training on. So that was, yep, pretty neat to see.
Yep.
Well, Jason, I know you got a busy day. We'll let you run. Thanks for being here.
Thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to be here every month. We appreciate it.
Hey, do you have a prediction for the game Saturday while we have you here?
See, K-State 24, Baylor 20.
I like it. All right. Hey, have a good day.
You too. I'll see you in a couple hours.